In the name of our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. Amen. Do not doubt, but believe. Do not doubt, but believe. Thomas wanted proof in this gospel passage so his faith would be real. Today, we have an example of real faith through the life and witness of my brother-in-law, Robert Combs, of whom I am honored to have today as our guest preacher.
Good morning, everyone. How are you? Like you said, my name is Robert Combs. I live with my wife in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's my first time here, first time in the church, and my wife, like a good Lutheran, is in the very back row, back there with my brother Dennis. Scott asked me to come and say a few words this morning. We actually just came out here on vacation, and we're big NC State fans, so it's been a good week for us here until yesterday, and we'll make it through that too. But I wanted to tell you one thing, excuse me. It's a pleasure to be able to stand here in front of you today, because not too long ago, I couldn't stand, okay? If you can't tell, I have a prosthetic leg. And after enduring 5 years of casts and surgeries and things of that nature, it just got to the point, excuse me, where there was nothing left to do, okay? It started, like I said, 5 years ago, and foot was broke, was in no pain. I still can't pronounce the word of what the doctor describes that I have. But I was walking normal. Not normal, but I was walking. And so I had a cast. Cast came off. Oh, Rob's doing good. And then it breaks again. So then I go and I see one of the best surgeons in the South. And they decide we're going to do surgery. We're going to reconstruct the whole thing. And apparently my foot was in such bad shape that they were taking pictures of it to use at conferences. Okay, the before and after. All right. But I had surgery, and it was going well. After surgery, first surgery, in 3 months, I was walking around Virginia Beach, tennis shoes. Ah, Rob's good. And then he got infected. And as soon as I would stop taking the antibiotic, day I would stop, that infection would come back. And the infection was so bad, it was like a hole on the side of my foot that my wife would have to come home and actually bandage up for me. I was walking in a boot. I was in so much pain. And they had to go in and do another surgery to take the metal out, because you can't have metal getting infected, I guess. And I never, ever got out of that boot. The infection just kept coming and kept coming. And so around Christmas time, December 22, doctor said, let's go get an MRI and see what's wrong. And my MRI was about 45 minutes away from where I live. And I went, got the MRI. I wasn't even home yet when I got a message from my doctor. He's not very good at bedside manner. He was like, yeah, we're going to take the foot there, Rob. And was like, so I called him back. He left it on my answer machine. We're going to take the foot, Rob. And so I called him back, and he said, we have no choice. It's either you or the foot. And I remember I got off the phone. I tried to get teary-eyed, and I cried for about 20 minutes. And right then I realized I had a decision to make. I could either be bitter and mad and take it out on my family, take it out of my friends, or I could just believe in the man upstairs and believe in the fact that he leads you to and he leads you through. And so I had surgery February 7th, 2023, just a little over a year ago. And I remember getting teared up in the waiting area with my wife, and I said, Amy, I love you. And she said, don't get emotional. And but when I woke up, I reached down and realized I didn't have a foot. And you know what? I wasn't sad. Excuse me. I was in no pain. All right? And I was laughing with the nurses and joking. went up to my room where my wife and my two best friends had waited 9 hours for me. And when I got home from the hospital, a local church had built a ramp for me. And that's a blessing, obviously. I had surgery on February 7th, and God gave me so much strength that 2 weeks from the day of the surgery, I was back on the track because I'm the head men's track coach, and I was coaching track. Be it in a wheelchair now, but I was coaching track. That's strength. That's from Him. 1 month from the day of the surgery, I was back in the classroom teaching. And I've been ever since. Last summer, they started prepping me for my prosthetic. And I was so excited. I'm there. I'm going to walk. And yet, it was difficult. Okay? However, I believe this. Every day I do my devotions. Every single day. And when I sit there and I read the devotion, sometimes I come across when it says, God gets you at your weakest moment. He drives you to your lowest place so that you have to trust in Him. And I think that's where I was. Ladies and gentlemen, I've not been in pain since. Yeah, life's a struggle. Thank goodness I got a good wife back there that helps me and tries to teach me to use the walker. Oh, I'm not using the walker. I should have been using the walker. Okay? But life's a struggle. We all know that. But I had two choices. Believe or be bitter. And I chose the first. And it's made all the difference in me getting better. I'm not there yet. This is not my permanent leg. I still got ways to go. I'm going to get a newer leg that I can decorate. Like my wife was decorating my walker yesterday before the game. I guess my point being this is faith is a good thing. Faith is strong. And when you use faith, it gets you through. Like I said, God gets you to it and gets you through it. And that's what He's done for me. Therefore, I am blessed. And again, I'm blessed to stand here in front of you. Because I wasn't standing too long ago. I know this, that God is good, God is here, and God is pleased. Thank you for listening. Amen.